alone.
But no,
it's
so
nice. It's actually nice to hear it by itself.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Just the banjo by itself. I like it.
Thank you.
Other questions about banjo playing? Mostly, I did want to give you one word of advice, or at least a couple words, whether you're playing this style or this style, or learning any instrument. The bad thing about the internet is there's 6 million opinions, and everybody listens to all 6 million of them. Find yourself teaching materials or a teacher or a model that you like that fits your worldview, and learn from, you know, that person. Don't buy every single, of course, buy our stuff, but you know, don't buy anybody else's. Yeah. But you know, I see people who they try to take consensus, and really consensus doesn't usually work.
I find that's a very good advice, Bob. I find also that
I'll give you that $10 later.
I feel like sometimes musicians we're like stones in a river. You know, we get all edgy, and then we smoothen out just by itself. You know, so a lot of the problems we're just smoothing out by themselves, because your body will adjust to it just by itself. It will learn to do these things just by itself. You just have to give it some time. Never cramp too much, and just do it slowly, and just do it again and again, and it will smoothen itself out. Because I've seen people here play in the weirdest ways, and they're completely relaxed, and they sound fantastic, right? So why would two fingers be on the head and all these concerns? I wouldn't really be so concerned about that, because you are a different person. You have a different personality. And when I stayed with Bill Monroe for a while in 1982, and he was really, really nice to me. You know, Bill Monroe is a big celebration here at Pearlfest for Bill Monroe. And he was just the nicest person to me. I was 19 and he was 76 years old. And we played, you know, in the kitchen every night, and we, you know, got me to the Grand Ole Opry and got to meet everybody and play there. And, you know, it really, it was just nice. But what he said is, you know, he said to me, "What do you want to do in life?" I said, "I want to be bluegrass. I want to play only bluegrass." I said, "You know, you shouldn't do that." Because I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, first of all, you're not from Kentucky." And I said, "Well, that sounds kind of harsh. I mean, Earl Scruggs came from North Carolina." I was being a smart ass. But he said, "Well," but he said, "No, you see, you grew up with a different set of influences. And I think all you can give is yourself. And don't, you know, that's all you got. And so you are in the service for the people, make them feel good, and you can only do that by giving what you got. So you don't have to, you know, try to duplicate anybody or so. I think that's very, 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 very important for your happiness and everybody around you, you know, with the music. I know that sounds, again, like a preacher here, but this is our concern. We would like to talk about that, you know, because
we want people to be playing music. We don't want them to be scared of it.
Yes, absolutely.
We just want to see people play, and we both work pretty hard to, by designing instruments. We're both playing instruments that we had a hand in designing, and trying to, so there were instruments in the stores for people to play. We both have done teaching materials. We just want people to play, because music is such a wonderful thing.
Yes.
And we want to thank Homespun for sponsoring this area, and for continuing to do it here at Pearlfest, and provide a forum for this type of discussion, because especially with Jens, the philosopher here. I'm serious. I mean, you're a wonderful thinker, and this has been a very different type of workshop, which I really appreciate.
Yes, very much.
And we appreciate you all for coming. We got time to play one more piece,
okay.
I think.
What would you like to play? Well, is there something you would like to hear? Oh,
Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
He steals from the best. That's fine. 5 minutes of tuning later. Well, you know what they say about us banjo players, don't you, Jens?
No.
That we spend half of our life tuning.
Could be right.
And the other half playing out of tune.
Can you imagine how it was for me coming from Europe and Happy Tramp? let's me do a video about banjo, D&D, isn't that crazy? How much trust he must have, and how adventurous he is. I think that's very brave, and I thank him for that.
He's a good